my name is Steve Shank, and that can be for good or for evil, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, a very brilliant man once said, the evidence of genius is intelligence that can laugh at itself. And let's hope that maybe in this programming that we have here, we'll be able to laugh at ourselves enough in all the serious talk we go through so that we might have a little bit of genius shed upon the light of our broadcast network. Anyway, glad to have you back this second hour of Fearless Radio. In the first portion, we talked about food supplies. Among other things, we talked about happiness and about accomplishing objectives and goals. And, you know, more and more, this silly little radio program that we have is becoming a self-development and philosophical based on the last story that we told on the previous hour, a philosophical pile of horse bucky, I guess, I don't know. But the fact is that the truth that you find here is not referenced anywhere. It just is. It's kind of like, you know, every once in a while, and I'm not comparing myself to the Savior, excuse me, but the fact is that every once in a while he would quote references to Isaiah and some of the other scriptures and the prophets. But most of the time, he didn't quote anybody. He didn't say, you need to believe this just because so-and-so said it or so-and-so said it. He said, believe this just because it's true. And you have the ability to tell that it's true on your own. It's a God-given gift. So he didn't spend his time quoting any special philosopher or any special scriptorian. And like I say, I'm not likening us unto the Savior, but the fact is that truth is truth no matter where you find it, and the fact is that it stands alone by itself. It doesn't have to be argued. It doesn't have to be discussed. It just is. And so that's what we try and find here on Fearless Radio. We're trying to find solutions. And we're stating solutions because if you have the solution, there is no problem. Now, in the second segment for today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be discussing your health. You remember the four areas that we're working with: emergency preparedness, food supplies, financial preparedness, I guess, getting out of debt and getting yourself in good financial shape. And then finally, the most important one for many of us is health. Now, I got to tell you guys, we're all sick. We are a nation of sickos. And let me redefine that before anybody gets all offended that runs their 5 miles a day and drinks pond scum for breakfast. The fact is that with just our food supply, with just our environment, with the air quality, with the chemtrails that many of us are exposed to, with the depletion of the soil just because of fertilization and the false nutrition that's pumped into our fruits and vegetables, the fact is that we are all toxic. Now, you got to realize, guys, whether spiritual, mental, emotional, or physical, all illness is based on toxicity. We are toxic. If we are emotionally and mentally ill, it's because of stinking thinking, which is toxic thinking. If we are broke, if we don't have our 3 to 5 year supply of food, if we aren't ready for emergencies and prepared that way, if we're in denial of responsibility for our existence, if there's anything in our lives emotionally and mentally that we don't like, it's because of stinking thinking. It's toxicity. toxicity, toxins. Detoxifying our minds and our bodies is very important. Well, we gather toxins just by existing in our environment. People always have. But as we become more toxic from eating foods that have toxins within them, we decrease our immune system and our cleansing ability, our liver's ability to get rid of toxins, our kidneys, all of the fantastic filtering systems we have within our bodies, we impair their ability to detoxify us, and so we have to address the issue of toxins. I am going to tell you that beyond a shadow of a doubt, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, every single one of us, including myself, I'm pointing at you with my index finger, as you know, the other three fingers are pointing back at me, and my thumb is pointing to the heavens and hoping for help. But anyway, I'm saying every one of us is toxic. We have to address that. Now, in the last hour, we talked about toxicity within our minds that causes us to be negative and not be able to accomplish what we wanted to, namely, in that particular discussion, getting in our food supply. In this discussion, what we're going to be talking about is toxicity of the body. Okay? We take in toxins. Now, you know, many of us are fighting against fluoride in the water. Don't fight against the fluoride in the water. It will have greater effect on you if you oppose it. You just find some means to remove the fluoride from your water. Get in touch with the task force here, 800-409-5633, and we'll tell you how to get the fluoride out of your water, and then you go on with life. You solve the problem, and you go on with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, okay? But the fact is that we need to detoxify ourselves. Why is that? Well, what happens with your immune system? It becomes overpowered with the toxins that are coming into your body. And now here's a principle. A healthy tree can't get tree borer. In other words, that's that little insect that burrows in to the bark of a tree, and eventually, if there are enough of them doing it, it saps the strength out of the tree, and it kills it. Okay? Now, if your body is completely healthy, if you are free of toxins, now there are many people that go on a fast at least twice a year. It can be a juice fast, it can be a water fast. And, you know, basically whatever you believe will work and you research out and you make happen will happen. But it means being able to get all of the toxins or as many of the toxins out of your body, drained out as you possibly can. And oddly enough, those people are free of disease because a healthy tree can't get tree borer. Very simply, if our bodies are healthy and free of toxins, there is nothing for a bacteria or a virus to attack. They're parasites. They're good, really. Viruses, bacteria, the stuff that make things rot and make us sick, are only doing their job. They're cleaning up gunk. In other words, toxins. The reason that we aren't knee-deep in carcasses from all of the animals that have ever lived on the earth and died is the fact that we have these little critters running around making things rot and feeding on and cleaning up the parasites and things like that, clean up all of the trash that would be just laying around, and it wouldn't even be stinking, but we'd just be knee-deep in bodies, okay? We have to have this cleanup stuff. Well, when our bodies become toxic, then what happens is, very simply, all of these cleanup critters come in. Have you ever wondered why, even during the time of the Black Plague in Europe, where they lost huge percentages of the population to this dread disease, there were still people that could go around and they were in contact with these folks. They were living in the same circumstances, and they could literally walk through the valley of shadow of death and fear no evil. How does that happen? Well, oddly enough, if people are not toxic, they can be exposed to any of this goofy stuff and be able to not gather and get whatever the disease or the illness is. And the way it works is all based on the cleanliness and toxicity. Now, there's another interesting thing. Those many people, you know, you always hear about people who are spiritually inclined. And inevitably, you had a situation where the Savior, he went out into the wilderness and he fasted for 40 days. Now, many people say, oh, that was impossible. The unbelievers, I'm telling you guys, it wasn't impossible. The human body, we have all sorts of phenomenon going around that you are not necessarily familiar with. There are some people that are what they refer to as breatharians. They believe that they can live for long periods of time without taking anything in but air. The prana from the air, if you get into the Eastern philosophies and things, actually is the life force. And many people believe that you don't really have to eat. Now, I don't want to get into any of that stuff, but there's some awfully strong evidence for the fact that if the body is clean of toxins, that it can be healthy and strong on very, very little sustenance. Interesting thought. Might put a hole in the shipment of food supplies from the J. Michael Stevens Group if all of you guys believe this. However, if all of you guys believe this and become so spiritually adept that you don't need food, we will all be translated. We won't have to worry about it anyway, and JMS will go on and do something else. Anyway, okay, well, let's get back to the subject. Here's the point. Many of the spiritually inclined folks throughout history have fasted. Now, what happens when you fast? Why do the health nuts go on water fasts or juice fasts or any other kind of fast? What happens when you stop taking food into your body and burdening your digestive system as the body immediately goes into a fast and it goes into a cleanse? Okay, you want some evidence of that, guys? What do they call your first meal in the morning? They call it break fast. Break fast. Interesting. Now let's put another concept together here. You go to bed at night. The council of all the people that are into health and nutrition suggest that you not eat after about 5, maybe 6 o'clock at the latest at night, so that you're not burdening your digestive system to try and digest all this food and deal with all of that stuff that you when you've had a late night meal. And that's one of the big issues in overweight and that type of stuff, because your body really needs during the period of rest to be able to renew itself. And how does it renew itself? After a certain period of time from the last meal of the day, It may start to occur even before you go to bed if your last meal is early enough, but at some point in time, your body clicks over, and it goes into a fast mode, and it goes into a cleanse mode, okay? It goes into a cleanse mode, and toxins start being removed from your body. A lot of times, people find that they need to go to the bathroom just before they go to bed. Maybe in a few instances where they've not eaten soon, that might be the start of the cleanse. But you'll also notice that one of the first things that you have to do when you get up in the morning after sleeping your 7 or 8 hours is you got to run to the bathroom. Wonder why? Is it possible that the toxins that the body has dumped during the night is now in the plumbing system that the tanks need to be emptied? Interesting thought, isn't it? And then we talk about a break fast. Okay, so you've been fasting. People have known that for years. They haven't thought about it. Now let me give you a perfect, absolute evidence. Have you ever heard of anything called morning mouth? You know, they even advertise it on TV. You know, the husband and wife wake up and they put their hand over their mouth and say, morning, and then they jump up and run and brush their teeth or use Listerine or some stinking thing, okay? Why does your mouth stink and why is your tongue coated in the morning? Why do the Indians, some of the folks over in India and some of the Eastern philosophical sources, okay, why do they scrape their tongue? They actually, we've got toothbrushes. How many of you brush your tongue? Okay, many of those people actually have a tongue scraper that they scrape their tongue. Now, if you take a tablespoon, boy, we're getting into some weird stuff here, guys, but this is stuff you need to understand about your body. It wants to be clean. It wants to detoxify. It does everything it can, and you're fighting it all the way. You're feeding it all sorts of crap. You're throwing in some alcohol. You're throwing in some coffee. You're throwing in all sorts of junk, all of which was created by God the Eternal Father to be good and used wisely, and we use it stupidly as a drug and a toxin, but be that as it may. If you take a tablespoon in the morning just after you get up and use the edge of the tablespoon and just scrape your tongue, you'll find some white gunk that comes off from it. Now, this is disgusting. I admit it. But realize it's there. Those are toxins that have come out through your tongue. You also notice that a lot of times if you eat late, you will sweat. You'll be hot and you'll overheat. A lot of times men can almost heat up a room if they have a late meal, and particularly if they eat something like Italian or something, hot spicy stuff or whatever. They can literally heat up the room, and you'll find that you perspire. What's your body doing? Your skin is the largest toxic removal organ that you have. Okay, you're dumping it. You're getting rid of it. Why do you want to shower in the morning? You feel like you really need to shower, otherwise you feel gringy all day. Those are toxins coming out on your skin. Okay, and that tongue thing, you scrape your tongue, it comes out in your mouth. That's why you have morning mouth. You have all the bacteria build up on those toxins. Okay, so evidence. The body naturally fasts every night, and it detoxifies. The reason that people fast for spiritual things, you'll find that if you go on a fast, about 2-3 days later, into the fast, you start seeing things differently. You're much more calm. You don't have the stresses in your life. You don't have all of the problems, and that's why the spiritually inclined people fast. What it does is it detoxifies their bodies. Detoxifies their bodies. And if your body is detoxified, then, oh my gosh, your physical being is raised spiritually to a higher vibration level. And this might get a little bit goofy for some of you, but just bear with me, okay? And oddly enough, it allows your spirit to be housed in a cleaner vessel. The temple is clean as opposed to filthy and slimy, into which revelation, inspiration, guidance, and spirituality can flow more readily. The spirit is not going to be present in a slimy, gucky swamp of toxic, disgusting poison. So we'll get more into this after the next break. And boy, you never expected this on Fearless Radio, did you? Okay, we'll keep coming at you. See you on the other side.
In Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Never-ending saga to shock and assail your senses with goofy stuff, but that's okay. We're talking about toxicity within the body, and all, the way all of this relates to health is very simply this. If we have any illness among us, it's as a result someplace in our bodies or in our minds of toxicity. Now, there's a law that says everything that is physical and or temporal is created first in its spiritual form. Now, we talked earlier about, in the previous segment, in the previous hour, about the fact that what you have strong feelings about and what you think about, you create in your life. It's impossible for a person to be sick or ill, unless they have had some severe emotional, mental, and spiritual trauma, either self-inflicted or as a result of environment or the way they have reacted to something. Everything is created emotionally, spiritually, before it's created in its physical form in the body. And so where you have to start is cleansing all toxicity. You've got to get rid of the toxins. Now, one of the best ways to do that is start in reverse. Start working on the toxins in your body, and set as a goal, not just, you never want to state a goal as a negative. I don't have cancer anymore is not a good goal, because it gives power to the cancer. I am perfectly healthy. I am, you know, I am perfectly wealthy. I have, you know, this beautiful home, or I have. You state your goals as already having them, and that's the way health works. I am perfectly healthy. My heart is strong and powerful, and I am excited about the fact that I can run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Very simple concepts. But what has to happen, in addition to that, is all of this stuff that we have been exposed to, the crummy air, the crummy food, all of this, if we can find ways to detoxify ourselves, fasting is a great way. And it's not just, you know, a lot of people think that the spiritual pundits, the people that were the avatars, the ones that were the gurus, fasted just to prove that they had the discipline. Got nothing to do with that. Yes, they were so fixed on the objective of learning what they wanted to learn that they were able to fast without thinking about a peanut butter sandwich every second minute. But the fact is that not only did the fast zero their minds in on what they were concentrating on and take them out of the realm of, you know, three squares a day and when does my next meal come and that lack of discipline there, but also their bodies were given a rest so that they could detoxify and become appropriate antennas to receive the inspiration and guidance. Okay, it works. Detoxification. Toxicity is our only problem when it comes to our personal bodies and minds and spirits. So if we take this positive attitude that we will not give any strength to anything in our lives that we don't want by thinking about it, and we will only think about that which we do want to create in our lives, and then we do what we can to detoxify our body, the residual of all of this junk that's gone in. Look up fasting. There's an outfit out of North Carolina called, come on, guys, we talked about it before, Hallelujah Acres, okay? Great people. They have a Christian health ministry. They'll get you involved heavily with eating raw, eating as much green as possible, realizing that eating meat, it's not a vegetarian, you know, thou shalt not kill the animals type of thing. That's a big factor. If you get into the karma issues of killing to eat, then you got some real problems. But I don't even want to go there with you right now. The fact is that if you get into causing your body to turn from acid to alkaline. Now, one of the greatest creations of acidity within the body, which is the food for most disease, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, any of the biologicals, the bacterial infections, any of the problems with the circulation and stuff, all of this is acid based. These critters walk by and see somebody that's highly acid, and they say, "My gosh, there's lunch for tomorrow." Anyway, we got a break here, and we'll pursue this right after this break. Talk to you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In this hour, we've been talking about health, we've been talking about detoxifying, and one of the things that has to happen, no matter what the illness is that you're dealing with, is you have to become less acidic. Now, one of the greatest sources for acidity within the blood chemistry and within the digestive system is meat. Now, you're not going to hear a lot of the vegetarian lingo and rhetoric that you normally hear. But I'm just going to give you the facts, and you decide for yourself. The fact is that if you eat red meat, you're susceptible to a tremendous number of parasites and vermin that come with it, particularly if you eat pork. Okay, I guess pork isn't considered a red meat, or at least they claim it's not, but you know, flesh. You've got fish that are loaded with mercury, all this kind of stuff. And the fact is that Hallelujah Acres is very extreme for most of you. To try and go on a raw food vegetarian diet is an extreme challenge. But I tell you what, you can either continue what you're doing and stay toxic and susceptible to whatever comes down the line, whether it's a designer virus that's been created or just something that has come out of the woodwork unexpectedly. The fact is that if you eat large quantities of meat or even small quantities of meat, you will become acidic. And like I was saying just before this last break, if you've got some little bacteria walking down the street saying, do what to do, and he sees you and you're highly acidic, he says, goody, there's my lunch for tomorrow. And then you have an infection. You see, infection can't attack, disease can't attack a healthy cell. Okay? It has to be somewhat toxic, has to have something within it that is not healthy. Remember the statement, a healthy tree cannot get tree borers. If that tree is compromised some way by not having enough water, in other words, if you guys aren't drinking enough fluid to detoxify your system and flush all the toxins out, or if you're drinking contaminated fluids like coffee and green tea, I guess, has its merits, but contaminated fluids, particularly carbonated drinks, and any of you guys that are drinking any of the sodas, you know, the pops with this aspartame in it, you gotta realize, guys, that didn't clear the FDA, our watchdog organization, on its own merits. It cleared it because it was a pharmaceutical. It was it's basically a let's see, what is it? I can't remember. I think it's a kidney. It's some medication. But anyway, just chase it down. Find out what aspartame is. You don't want to be drinking that stuff. And some of the sweeteners and things. But be that as it may, fact is, with all these toxicities around, you don't want to be acid. Acidity is the basis for most all disease. People are curing cancer right and left by becoming alkaline. That means eat a lot of green stuff, green vegetables, have tremendous amounts of protein in them. One of the best sources for protein in a vegetable end of things is broccoli, oddly enough. Okay, so the fact is, this is all information for you to deal with. If you're sick, you're probably 98% of the chances you're acidic. Get yourself alkaline as soon as you can. Oddly enough, drinking lemon water. Lemon has a tendency to sound acid to you, but if you put it into your system, it becomes alkaline. It's a great alkalizer. Vinegar, good organic apple cider vinegar is good for you, but that I'll leave up to you to chase down yourself. If you want to get a hold of Hallelujah Acres, do that. They have health ministries and they work with folks in North Carolina. You can get their information. I usually have it with me because some of their health ministers work with us here at the task force. But think about it. Alkalinity. You've got to get alkaline, which allows your body to become free of acidity, which is the source or the basic food for most of your diseases. Okay, so as you go through, you must detoxify your body, okay? All of the illnesses that we have right now are the result of toxins. Okay, you can pick any one of them that you want to, and it can be taken care of. Now, here's something you've heard me say before. The first thing you got to do is the mental part of it. If you think sick, you're going to stay sick. And one of the things that we've told you, that if you are dependent on the pharmaceutical industry and what we refer to here on Fearless Radio as their evil stepchild, the medical profession. We're not trying to be offensive to those of you who have children who are doctors and those of you who are doctors, but we're trying to say, hey, guys, you took an oath to make people healthy, and what you're doing when you're taking commissions for prescribing these pharmaceuticals to get people hooked on this stuff that's killing them, you are disavowing your oath. Get serious. Do some research. I know that there are a vast number of medical practitioners out there that sincerely believe and want to help people. But if you're still involved in the system, you have not met your obligation to evaluate and research for yourself what these pharmaceuticals are doing to people. Anytime you prescribe something, and I'm talking strictly to the medical profession, and I'm not going to be liked very well by them for this because their large house payments are dependent on them prescribing this garbage. But the fact is, if you prescribe stuff for people that has the kind of disclaimers connected to it that we see on television every day when they're telling us to get in touch with our doctor and see if it's right for us, and playing all these games, and then they tell us it's going to cause nausea and vomiting, it's going to cause problems with pregnancy, it's going to, can in rare cases, cause death, and yet we're dumb enough to look at this gal hopping through the daisies in this flowing robe, looking joyous and happy because she just took some sort of a diuretic or something that has not very common, but sometimes side effect of death, vomiting, nausea, her skin falling off, or any other kind of parts of her body falling off. It's just absolutely ludicrous to me that anyone who has taken the oath that sees themselves as a health professional would not do the necessary research past what they're taught in the system, which is funded by the pharmaceutical companies. Why would you not do the research yourself and prove to yourself what works? There are a few that have broken the mold, that have gotten out of the system. And I'm going to be talking with one in another program later on, but the fact is that it's your obligation. And to the extent that you have not proven for yourself and changed your path of behavior and your path of practice from the pharmaceutical industry addictive procedures that they're going through, it speaks volumes with regard to where your real intent is. Are you a health practitioner and professional, or are you a murderer? That's strong, but it's real. And it's just absolute. So, here's what you got to do. If you have been on large numbers of pharmaceuticals, the health issue is kind of like sin. A lot of people tune this kind of talk out because they feel like if they're so far gone and so dependent on the pharmaceuticals, and if they can't digest food without some special pharmaceutical that helps their digestion, and if their blood pressure won't stay in place without that jolt from the pharmaceutical, if they can't function as a male without that jolt from the pharmaceutical, they don't want to hear stuff like this. But I'm telling you anyway, no matter what there is that you are dependent on right now, it is controlling you just as surely as any addiction is controlling you. And I'm telling you, I'm warning you, and once you have been told this, then you become accountable for it. You can cure yourself by mentally taking responsibility and then realizing that these are toxins that you are introducing as addictive substances into your body by your choice, And so by your choice, you can remove them. Remember I said it's like sin. A lot of times people get caught up. They do something stupid a couple, two or three times, and they go down to their preacher, and the preacher says, oh, you'll never be forgiven, and they give up, and they just go down the, they go all the way down to the bottom of the, bottom of the barrel and say, well, there's no forgiveness for me anyway. That's horsepucky in any realm you're dealing with, and also in health realms. You are not so sick that there is no hope for you becoming well, healthy, and strong. Every single illness that's out there, you can find someone who has found an alternative. I think it's really interesting. Actually, the medical profession and the pharmaceutical profession should be referred to as alternative to natural good health. They're an alternative. Now we've switched things all around, almost like the separation between church and state, which is the opposite. We are now calling the proper way of staying healthy and being healthy and eating properly and not taking junk and toxins into our body, we're talking about that as being alternative health care, for crying out loud. How dumb can we get? Think about it. Okay, but that was another interesting little thought that just kind of popped in. But what has to happen is that there is nothing. You have never in your life sinned so badly that you can't, first of all, find a way to forgive yourself and have God forgive you, okay? You just get rid of it. Don't do it anymore. Repent. Do whatever it takes. And so then you can finally forgive yourself and you're done with it. It's gone. So go on to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Just as people who think they have sinned will go down to the bottom of the barrel because they don't think there's any hope for them. People who are deathly ill fall into the same syndrome. The bad guy, the dark side, the nasty, Satan, whatever you want to call it, wants you to think that there's no hope for you. The medical profession wants you to think, well, there's no hope unless you stay on this high blood pressure medication. Well, I'm telling you, there is. They are the alternative health care. The right health care is what you get by inspiration. If you decide, I choose to be well, I'm thankful for being well and having, you know, perfect energy and perfect health, and then you will get the inspiration and you start doing some research. You will find somebody that has had worse than what you had, the same thing that you had, and has found a way with proper care of their bodies by proper cleansing to be able to get over it, and they're perfectly healthy today, and they're living a long and happy, healthy life, and they are pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what health is all about, guys. We have just in this one program shifted the entire thinking of the universe from what is alternative medicine to be the real medicine and health and proper diet, and now we are going to call the pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare industry generally as alternative healthcare should you decide to take advantage of and addict yourself to all of the disclaimers that are placed with pharmaceuticals that will kill you. Okay? We're going to call that alternative medicine. That's exactly what it should be. And I don't know who wants to exercise the alternative of death and disease and a lifetime of illness and being farmed like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Think about it. Might call it an attitude problem, but what we're saying is the same thing applies here. You can end up with your 3 to 5 year supply of food by proper thinking, by setting your goal, seeing it, feeling what it's like. You can also become perfectly healthy. Every single illness that any of you have out there, including some of us, like myself, that don't really think we're sick, think about it. You're toxic as all get out. You are basically a fertile bed to be seeded with disease because of the toxicity you're taking into your body right now. Get on the attack. Don't run away from illness. Run to health. That's the way this whole thing works. And stop and think. If you're healthy right now, if you feel like you've got plenty of energy and all, with the toxicity around us, if you've been eating meat of any sort, particularly if you eat cold cuts, which they now want to spread with a virus that is going to be counterproductive to the bacteria that normally spoils the meat, holy cow, how dumb can you get? You want to eat that stuff. Think about it. Okay, we're coming up on a break, guys. I'll wrap this up after this break, and we'll draw some conclusions. But it's been a nice discussion, and I think we've learned something. I know I have. And see you on the other side of this break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Need to know that. Remember, in anything you want to accomplish in life, stop worrying about the how. Start. Set your objective. I am healthy. I'm thankful for my perfect health. I'm thankful for my perfect healing. Set your goal. And then the how will present itself. Maybe part of the how will be just how to set your goal. Decide to set your objective. Decide what it is in your life that you want. Don't be done unto. Don't be a victim. The reason that people never achieve anything is they assume that the universe, God and school and parents and everybody can do something to them. They become done unto, and then they become victims. And shortly after they become victims, they are nothing but addicts to whatever they hide from their victimization from. Some hide in work. They're work addicts. Some hide in sex. They're sex addicts. Some hide with drugs and booze, the typical addictions. But all of it is becoming dependent because you don't believe that you are in control. You do not have to be dependent. Take every dependency you have and make a list of what you want and what it takes for you to be independent. Set that goal and then see it and feel it as though it exists right now. And then you will no longer be dependent, and you will be free. And you will be able to pursue the American dream, which is, in fact, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With regard to health, I know that the pain is in your face. And so it's hard to say, I'm thankful for my healing. I'm thankful for feeling so good. But I promise you, if you do that, if you see only what you want and give no credibility, give no power to what you don't want, then within a very short period of time, based on your ability to control your mind, you will be given the various hows as stepping stones to that objective that you've established as the what and the why of your life. Now, this is all positive thinking stuff, but the fact is, guys, no doctor ever healed anybody. No prophet and no healer, no spiritual healer ever healed anybody. If you look at the teachings of the Savior and his works, he never took credit for healing anybody. That was done by all of the rest of us, and we said he was a phenomenal healer. He always said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And remember this one thing to repeat over and over again to yourself, forever and ever. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. We love you. See you next week.